Hey guys, it's Tim from Capes and Scowls. Hooray! Hooray! Today we're doing another trade review, and this one, a lot of people know, but more so for its movie version. Some people probably don't even know this is a book, and I think that's sad because this is a very good book. I am talking about 30 Days of Night from IDW. Before we get started, of course, you can check us out at Capes and Scowls Podcast. .com. We have the email if you want to send us an email, a review copy, anything like that. It is capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. If you want to tell me what an idiot I am online, feel free to do that in a very public forum at @mad_dog_tim. So let's get started here. 30 Days of Night is a very interesting horror book. Your writer is Steve Niles. Your artist is Ben Temple Smith. He also does your digital inking, your digital coloring. And he did the cover. Robbie Robbins is your letterer. So three people made this book, and it's pretty nifty. Your basic plot. Barrow, Alaska is a small, freezing town at the northmost part of the U.S. As such, it has irregular patterns of weather and sunlight. The town is about to enter its 30 days of constant nightfall when odd occurrences raise the suspicions of Sheriff Eben and his wife, Stella. What is thought to be a prank quickly turns into a monstrous attack by a horde of vampires. Can the townsfolk survive the next 30 days without sunlight? My bullet points are, vampires in modern day organizing a raid of a small town is pretty original. It's like a horror movie in that it slowly whittles away all hope. Humans trying to figure out how to attack vampires is fun and also very frightening. Clever twists tackle most every possible scenario for outside help. Violence is at a high, but never without reason or due cause. And Niles does a good job of setting up future stories in this universe, which has since been written. At least two more trades of 30 Days of Night exist. Very similar to the movie counterpart, which I enjoyed, even though the book's probably a little bit better. And this has a great intro by Niles' friend, Clive Barker. What a cool friend to have. Now to score it, your writing. Steve Niles is going to get an 8 for this. Feel like he did a pretty good job of doing something original with this. The writing doesn't astound me, but it absolutely does. While the dialogue might not like thrill me, the setup of it and the pacing of it and the positions of everything, just really good. And it does feel like a horror movie, which he clearly was going for. Temple Smith, Ben Temple Smith, you're getting a 10 for your art. Some people probably don't like Ben Temple Smith's art. It's a very weird digital painting style. But that being said, it is perfect here. It couldn't be any more perfect. I have seen Temple Smith try to do other comics, like a Batman book, and it just isn't the same. I don't want his gross style on Batman, per se. It works here. It works on like Wormwood and other things that he's been doing since. But this is really what broke him out, and this is amazing. This, Fell, things that just need to look gritty. If you haven't read Fell, please read Fell. So this is the perfect book for his art. Again, the inking. I didn't even give a score because it's digital inking and it kind of gets lost in the coloring anyways. And the coloring is going to get an 8 for Temple Smith. And I feel that the color, the darks, the blacks, the blues, and when a red blood splatter happens, it just looks great. And perfect. Perfect for this book. The cover art, which is Temple Smith, is going to get a 6.5. It's a pretty basic cover. It's just a vampire's face. It does convey how gross and gritty the inside is going to be. So it's not awful. It's just not amazing either. It's become a little iconic, I feel. But at the same time, what is it, right? Your lettering from Robbie Robbins is going to get an 8.5. I love the lettering in this book. I love that the vampires have different lettering than the humans. And the humans are just, you know, I just love how this book all came together. It really was a perfect marriage of everything. Just everything's gross. The lettering is gross when the lettering is gross. Pretty cool book. Definitely a very cool vision. So my final thoughts. Niles does a good job of writing this comic like an old school horror movie. Temple Smith's art is incredible for this series, creating gross imagery and shapes. Absolutely nothing about the vampires is desirable or sexy or sparkly and shimmery. Nobody wants to be a vampire here. Temple Smith is the star of this book. His style and color palette make the miniseries way more memorable than it would be without him. If you have seen the first movie, you will know many of the beats of this miniseries, but I would still say it is worth a read. All right, so your score, your overall score for this book is an 8. I'm probably going to bump it up to an 8.5. It was a little in between. I think the book is pretty solid, and I think if you like just generic horror, you're going to love it. If you love vampires, you're really going to love it. That's where you could bump it up to 8.5, right? So thank you, everybody, for checking it out. Thank you if you like 30 Days a Night. There's more volumes. I'll get to them eventually, probably. I hope. I enjoyed it. I don't know if you can top this. This is pretty great. Again, if you want to check out Temple Smith, check out some of his grittier works, like Fell is a weird, gritty detective story. Hatter M is a weird Alice in Wonderland story where the Mad Hatter is actually like this crazy, his hat turns into like this crazy throwing star weapon. It's pretty great, actually. Or like Wormwood, very gross stuff. So check it out, because I think Temple Smith is what makes this great. I think with another artist, I wouldn't have enjoyed this anywhere near as much. It would have been fine, but the art definitely carries it. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all, because I think Niles has written some great stuff outside of this as well. So that's it. Thank you, everybody, for checking this out. I hope this was helpful to you. I hope it's a good suggestion for you. If you want a specific book to be read on here and I got access to it, which I probably do, let me know. I'll get on it as soon as possible. I'm, of course, Tim at @mad_dog_Tim. Thank you for listening. Make sure you check out the podcast. We have new stuff all the time. We average, what, like 15 new things every month? So there's something for everybody, even a weird cryptid podcast. So enjoy that. Later.